the rain freezes when it hits the ground, and then there's a sheet of ice all over everything.
It freezes once it hits the ground?
Mm-hmm. It freezes on the power lines, and it makes them break, and you can't drive on it. Do you have a name for that type of storm? You may
we
not
haven't
have
had it here.
Okay. Let's see, all night long the wind did what? What does wind do?
Howled.
Well, something simpler than that. All night long the wind
blew.
Mm-hmm. And it will
blow.
And it has
blown.
Okay. If it's raining but not very hard, just a few fine drops, you'd say that's
sprinkling or drizzling.
Okay, are they the same?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. How, anything any finer than that?
No.
Right. What about that white stuff in the air so you can't even see across the street?
Snow?
No.
I was going to say here.
White mist in the air.
Fog.
And you'd say it's a what kind of day?
Foggy day.
Mm-hmm. If there's no rain for weeks and weeks, you're having a...
drought?
Suppose it were just a couple of weeks.
It's dry.
Okay. And if the wind has been gentle and is gradually getting stronger, it's...
Picking up.
Uh-huh. And if it's just the opposite, it's been strong and is getting weaker, it's doing what?
Dying out.
All right. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you might say last night we had a...
freeze.
Mm-hmm. Or suppose it was lighter than that, or maybe just a little coating on the ground.
Frost.
Mm-hmm. Last night the lake was so cold the lake...
froze.
Mm-hmm. If it gets much colder, the lake might...
freeze.
And it had already...
frozen.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I think all I need to ask you now is whether you think I have left out anything.
No, I think you covered just about everything.
Yeah, I feel like that myself right now. But is there any aspect of city life or Savannah that you think should have been mentioned that wasn't?
I can't remember what we already mentioned, so I guess it doesn't matter.
I don't know how many times I've been through this. Oh. Well, finally, what is your feeling about language, about standards of correctness?
I feel it's important, and I think it also shows other people how well educated you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even now, saying this, I realized several things after I said it. I said, that doesn't sound right, and I don't even know if it was correct or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, several things. I was already going, what did I say? But I think it's important.
Do you think everybody should speak standard English?
No, I don't know what you mean by standard. You're going to have certain colloquialisms or whatever
mm-hmm.
from that region,
mm-hmm.
from wherever you come from. You're not going to have everyone speaking correct English, but I think everyone should be aware of the correct form,
mm-hmm.
whether they speak it every day or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, do you like the idea of there being regional dialects?
It's there, and it's always going to be there. You're not going to be able to eliminate it, so...
You don't think that television will eventually make
no.
us all talk the same?
No. I think there's no way mm-hmm. that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, would you like to say anything for posterity?
No.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Okay.